KDAWUO. But, yeah, so, you know, a lot of the spotter reports tend to happen on the MI-2, on the VHF, on the WAMAC. I've been hearing you on the Mount Clemens repeater, so that would be the one where I think we do the majority of our Skywarn stuff. And then there's stuff on, like, DMR where they're talking to the National Weather Service, and also on P25 where they're talking to the state's weather service, as best as I understand it. So, but, yeah, you know, it's kind of like all the spotters report on the Mount Clemens repeater, and then we have, like, a county representative will reach out to the National Weather Service on VMR, and then I think some of the state's, you know, resources talk on P25. But that's a pretty generalized statement and probably not completely accurate, but pretty close. But yeah, Skywarn isn't specific to this frequency or this channel, but it is kind of, it covers a lot. Hopefully I didn't muddy the waters too bad there.
No, you did it. You explained it. I mean, yeah, pretty clear. And that's good to know. I was talking to on the WALET repeater up in Lapeer. I was talking to a guy, and his daughter got her Skywarn, like, I don't know what it is, a certificate or license, when she was 7, and he was talking about it. But, yeah, I just wanted to, I kind of forgot what he said, which I'm horrible at. But, yeah, that stuff's good to know. Thank you.
Any comments?